means I'll take out the 10 weak ones. For yetom yamecha, take off ones we might say behema. For yeshara, the last 5 strong ones, which I didn't bring into the deer yet, maybe they're ptur for my sebeima. You should not do that. Ela rather kaintzen the deer. Bring all 15 into the corral. Omoitzi asara. Take out 10 of them. V'noitom yamechad. The 10th one should be my sebeima. For yeshara, the last 5 left over is a mitzvah from the goranacher. You have to wait with them to mitzvah from the goranacher. For the more I've taught you, we learned tisha also tloyim. If you have 19 animals. Loyami should not say ever, Asar, let me choose the 10 weak ones. V'yetam emechad, I'll take off one to be ma'isa v'yashap turim, the next 9 apotar. El arada kainzim l'dir, bring all 19 into the deer. O'moitzi asara, take out the first 10. V'noitel mehem echad, the 10th one, that's ma'isa beima. V'yashap turim, and the next 9 is potar for ma'isa beima. The question is why? Why is a potar? Since it went into the deer, and you start out with 10 and more, all of them should have a chiyuv. If the Gemara, Tir Gemara, Rafuna, Bas Chayra. Rafuna, Bas Chayra answered this. Kaim of the Rav, in front of Rava, Berigla, means that the Reg, before the Reg, when they dash in Hilchos HaPesach, or the Hilchos Rugolim, before the Reg, they're like this. Bedir, Shiyesh, Lo, Shnei, Psach, Maskinen. We're talking about here, you brought these 19 animals into a corral that has 2 doors. V'yotza, Tishir, Pesach, Zeh. 9 of them went out through 1 door. V'tishir, Pesach, Zeh. 9 of them went through the next door. So the kisser, when these each set of 9 went through, it was a minyan to roll, because when they went through, there's still 1 left over that could be mashed from the shir to ma'isa. So the heichad, this last one, chazil ochilach, whichever way it goes out, to make ma'isa behema. And therefore, the one that goes through, you take, make it into ma'isa. And the other 9 are potter for the minyan to roll. That's why you potter. Benachnami, if it wouldn't have been 2 doors, then avad, you still be mechui for ma'isa behema on the left over on the last 9. That's a terrorist, why in this case, you potter. Alright, turn over, continue on the other side. Now the Gemara is, like Velishnale, why don't we answer again this last price that says when you have 19, that the last 9 is potter, why don't we answer Kogoin, Shemono Tisha, that you counted 10. V'chimota asar, when it came to the 10th one, korichad, you start to count over again. Meresha, that you count the 1, 2, 3, 4 to 9, then when the 10th one came out, you count to the count start over again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 9. So therefore, the 19th that comes out, that's the ma'isa, and all the other ones are part because you counted them. Samar says, no, kisava, we hold that asiri mi'el of kodesh, like Rabbi said before, that the 10th one is kodesh by itself, in other words, you counted 9. And even though now the 10th one you called number 1, so what? Lamaise, it's Ivra go through, and there everybody holds that since it went, the 10th one that comes out, that one is Kaddish. So therefore, it'll be a Kasha, the last 9 should still be Chayiv. For the Marvel Lishnah, give another Teretz. Velishnah lay begoyrin, that you had 19 in the corral, or Mon and Zuga Zugas, that you counted 2 at a time, like when 2 came out, you said that's 1 pair, then 2, then 3, but you counted them, you know, 2s at a time. Someone says, Ksava still asiru leminyan behema su kaddish. No, that the meister, when the 10th one comes out, that will be kaddish, even though you're calling them by pairs, 1, 2, 3, 4, and by 4 it's number 8, but so on, but the meister, when 10 comes out, it will be kaddish. Omer of Nachman by Yitzchak, Zakoi ime de Rafuna, like Rafuna's mother was Zoicha, Rafuna Baschara, to have such a son, like that, the Shani le Shmaita tab rigla kishmaita. Like he said, such a good pshan, this b'risa, he was the one that answered this b'risa the right way. That the reason why the 9 here are potter is because it was 2 doors here, and 9 went out 1 door, and 9 went out the other door, and therefore each one was called a minyan a row, that's why they're potter. So he gave a shvach light to his mother that she was zeichet to have such a child. But Teichad Rosha, but Tirtzalay, Meshitish Mosav, the Ramliyam, Nina Roy Potter, Rokakam, and Matash Rafun Hochi, Tochad Chosi Lochi Chos Lochi. Now the Mishnah says, Yotsu Shnaim Kiyacha, let's say 2 go out the same time. So, Moino Isom Shnaim Shnaim. The 2 go out the same time, Yotsu Shnaim Kachad, Kachas, is Moino Isom Shnaim Shnaim, is So again, the Mishnah says, Yotzu Shnayim Kiachas, let's say two of them come out the same time, you start to count, and the two came out b'yachas through the Pesach. So Lachar is, Moinoisam Shnayim Shnayim, you could call them by pairs one, Zuga Zugas, they can call each pair one. The first pair you call one, the second pair call two. And therefore, the Azug, the tenth pair, that's called Kodesh. Yeah. So that's called, you have a right to count them, Monomoisam Shnayim Shnayim. What's going to be Monon Echod? Shiv Monon Echod means when the first pair came out, you called it one. And then when the third one came out, you called it two. So really it comes out, when the ninth one you call nine, really that's ten. And the tenth one, really the 11th one. So then Shiv Yasir Mikukolam, that the ninth and tenth one are mixed up. Because the ninth one, according to Yochet, is really the tenth one. And the tenth one is the 11th one. And you didn't call this way. So therefore, both of them are Mekukolim. You don't know which one's the mice and which one's not. So both of them is you have to let it pasture in the field until it becomes a Balmum, and then you kill it by Mumai. What's going to be Koro Litchi Yasir? By mistake, you call the ninth one 10. Ola Asir Litchi, you call the tenth one 9. Ola Yechad Asir Asir, the 11th one you call 10. So Shlosh Tum Mekudoshim. In this case, all three of them are Mekudoshim. What's the locher of them? That Achi, the ninth one, is Necha B'mumai. The ninth thing we had before that has Kedusha, just that he can't eat it until it becomes a Balmum, but not to bring it for Korban. Again, you made a mistake and called the ninth one 10. So you have three with the tenth one, Maisa, that's really the Maisa, that's Kor for Korban Maisa. The Yechad also, the 11th one that he called 10, Kor Shlomim, that becomes a Shlomim. And the Yosef Tmura, it could also can make a Tmura out of it. And that Shlomim can make a Tmura. Divra Meir, these words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. V'chiyesh tumura, I said tumura. Like, does can a tumura make a tumura? Meaning to say, like this first one is also called a tumura, because really it's the ma'aseh b'mei the tenth one. So the 11th one is also called a tumura. So one tumura cannot make another tumura. Omer was said over mishum Rabbi Meir, ilo hoya tumura lohei karv. No, it's not the pshat. Like the 11th one itself is not called a tumura, because there's no aloch of tumura ma'aseh b'ema. So if it would have been a din tumura, it wouldn't be kodesh altogether. Elamite has loch like a shlomim. So therefore, it couldn't make another tumura. Kora lachi yasiri, you called the 9th one 10. Oli yasiri yasiri, the 10th one you called 10. Oli yechros yasiri, the 11th one also you called 10. Is a nechros on the kodesh. That's more of that before. That since the 10th one you called 10, so when you called the 11th one also 10, the 11th one is not chal kodesh on it. Zeaklal, this is the klal. If you did not take off, and it's like you did not call the 10th one 10, in other words, if you called the 10, if you did not take away the name 10 from the 10th one, then ain echad osam kodesh. The 11th one that comes out is not kodesh. That's not kodesh. The other Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Mono Zugo Zugas. You want to count pairs like two come out at a time, call that one, then to second one another pair, you count that way also. They come to your tenth pair, both of those are Kaddish. Kinteren. You can do it also, 100 by 100. 100 comes out, you call that one. Second 100, you call that two. So, Asiri Liminyonoi. Asiri Liminyonu Kaddish. Vyachanos like it's Kaddish according to your minion. Like you count all these first 100 like one. So you get to your 10th 100, all those hundreds are Maisa. Samara says now, Liminyonoi Mai, what does it mean to say Liminyonoi? So Rav Mori, Amar Mori says, Liminyon Shaloi, according to your count as Kaddish, like we just said, the way you're counting two fourths, you're counting the pairs, one, two, three, so your tenth pair, that's Kaddish. Rav Kan Amar no, Liminyon Beimus Kaddish, we don't care the way you count it. It's the Metzias, when ten comes by, the tenth one is Kaddish. So Tanan learn like this, Yotzu Shnayim Kiyachas, if two goes out at one time, so my noise, I'm counting that way. Shnayim, shnayim. If two goes out at a time, count that way also. Mona echad chi viasiri is mona echad. You counted the first pair as one, and then number three you call two. So chi viasiri mekukolim. That the tenth and ninth are mixed up together. We don't know which watch. It's mekukol. So now bishleim leman diyom leminyin shaloi hu kodesh is kodesh the way you count. That's where the 9th and 10th are mixed up, because according to your cheshbin, you mixed them up. Why? Because the last three of the gishah should be kakorilei chi. The tenth one you called nine. Or liyechad asara asiri. The 11th one you called 10. See if they're mixed up. El lamandi yamado leminya beimus kodesh is kodesh to where the mice that come out. The tenth one comes out as kodesh. It's so lichi chi kakorilei. Uli asiri asiri kakorilei. Like, why do we care? Why is it mixed up? The mice, the ninth one they went out is only number nine. And the tenth one that goes out is Kodesh. What should it be mixed up over here? So Mulakhabyokhan says like this. Ki amina no. When do I say Heichidi Chavin Lafuke Zugazugas? Only when you want to take them out pairs by pairs. But Heichid Nofik Mamelo, Loi, when they go out by themselves, then I never said that. Tashma coming here. So like this, Monalamafray, you've counted them backwards, like 10. 9. So Asir Shiva Minyanu Kodesh. That last one that comes out, that's Kodesh. So Vishlam Lamandiyam Minyan Liminyan Behemoth Kodesh. You go both of the way, the ones that came out Shapir. The Mice, the 10th one coming out, that's Kodesh. El Lamandiyam Liminyan Shlo, you go both of your count to Kodesh. Asiri Chad Korele. Like you go down, the first one comes out to call 10, the second one to call 9. So the last one is called number 1, so why should that be Kodesh? Of a Rav answers, Hoyo V'Yisa B'Minyon Pasor the Korele Asar Chad. Yes, in the minion of Persians, they call 10 one. Therefore, one can also be called 10. Therefore, even they count it this way, it's also considered Kaddish. All right, we'll stop here. We'll do it over again. This last Gemara on the next tape. Yeah, well, the Mishnah did have Sama Chomeral. So again, the Mishnah. So it is Yotzu Shnayim Kiyachas. Let's say when you're counting your Maisa, two go out at the same time. So locher is then moin oisom shnaim shnaim. You could count them by pairs, like the you count the first two come out, you count one. The second two come out, you count two, and then the tenth one, those two become isa for 20 of them. What's going to be mona echot? Let's say the first two that came out, you counted one, but then the third you counted two, and the four you counted three. Then you counted one by ones. So when you get to number nine, what you call nine really is 10. And what you're going to call 10 is really 11. Slocher is chi v'yasiru mukukolim. The 9th and the 10th one are mixed up. Because by the time you get to your number 9, really that's number 10. When you get to number 10, that's really number 11. So Rashi has two pshatim. What does it mean they're mixed up? One pshat is taka, the 10th is kodesh, and the 11th has locher shlamim. The other pshat is no, both of them are mukukol, because here you made a mistake in your count. And therefore, both of them together as Makulka means you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then you could eat from them. What's going to be Korolachi Yasiri? Let's say you call the ninth one 10. Uli Yasiri Chi. And the 10th one you called 9. Uli Yechud Osir Asiri. Then you called the 11th one 10. So you made three mistakes you like. The locker is Shloshto Makudoshim. All three are Makudish. Now Hachi, the one you call, the number 9 that you call 10, is only Nechob Amumah. It's Kaddish, but it has no Din HaKrov, you don't bring it for Korban. You have to wait till it becomes a Bamum, and then the Bailim could eat it. For your Hasiri, the 10th one, even though you made a mistake and called it 9, but still, Maiser, the 10th one, the Maiser has a Loch of Maiser Behemah, and therefore you have to bring it for Korban. For Yechud Osa Kor Shlomin. And the 11th one, that's brought for Shlomim. That's the Chiddush. When you call the 11th one 10, that's brought for Korban Shlomim. And the Yoisa Tumur, it's a regular Shlomim. It could even make Tumur also. Dibur Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Om Rabbi Yudah, Rudy says back, no. V'chiyesh Tumur, Yoisa Tumura, like Rabbi Yudah holds this one, the 11th, that becomes like Shlomim, it's also like a Tumur de Galocha. It's like a Tumur of the 10th one. And the Klal is, once you make Tumur once, that tumura cannot make another tumura. So if Rabbi Yud holds that if you make a tumura on the shlomim, on this 11th one, it's not chal. Omru was said over Mishum Remei, name of Rabbi Meir, you know, Ilu Hoya tumura, if it would be like you're saying, Rabbi Yehuda, that this shlomim, the 11th one, is loch of a tumura like, then Lo Hoya Korif, it would not be Korif altogether. Because the loch will have in the Gemara tumura that there's no din tumura on my Sebehema. So that's Rabbi Meir's Raya like, that this, that the 11th one is Kaddish, is not a Tumura de Kalocha, it's a Locha becomes a Korban Shlomim. And therefore, on that one, you could make Tumura. Now, what's going to be Kora Lechi Yasiri? Let's see, you called the 9th one 10. Oli Yasiri Yasiri, the 10th one you also call 10. And then Oli Yechud Osir Yasiri, you called the 11th one also 10. Skit, you called all three of them 10. Halacha is then ein echad osa mekudish. The last one is not mekudish. Why not? Zeakal, this is the general rule. Kol shle neka shem asir mimenu. Like if you did not take off the number 10 from the 10th one, like here, the 10th one you call 10, then ein echad osa mekudish. The 11th one is not mekudish. Since you call the 10th one 10, so shein, it's chal mais beim on the 10th one, the 11th one is nothing. When did the Mishnah say before, if you call the 11th one 10, that the 11th one is also Kaddish B'Kedusha Shlamim? That's only if you call the 10th one 9, that you took off the name Meister from the 10th one. So even though it's Chal anyway Meister on it, but since you called it number 9, then when you call the 11th one 10, then it's Chal B'Kedusha Shlamim on it. But over here, with the 10th one you call 10, and the 11th one also 10, here it's not Chal. Here the 11th one is not Chal. Yeah, the 9th one, that's the machloikas he had before. Pasha, the Mishnah said that is chal. But even though he called the 9th one 10, but the 9th one is Kaddish. It's only a din in the 11th one. Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yechanan, Mono Zugoi Zugas. You can call them, count them by pairs. But that the Mishnah starts off saying, Yotzu Shnaim Tu come out. So, like 2, 4, you count pairs. Or else, Din, Kintra and Kintra, you count them hundreds by hundreds. So, Asiru Leminyonoi, who Kaddish. If you count them by pairs or even 100 at a time, the 10th one of your count becomes Kaddish. So the question is, Ma'ilim and Yonah the Gizah should be. What does it mean to your count? So what does Rav Yechon mean to say? So Rav Mori Omar Leminyan Shalai, according to your count, like you take out 100, you call them all 1. A second 100, you call them 2. The 10th 100 that you call 10, so all those 100 have a loch of Ma'isa Be'ma. Go according to your minion. If you count them by twos, you count the first two, 1, 2, 3, 4, then the 10th pair, both of them become Kaddish. That's called Leminyan Shaloi, the way you counted them. Who Kaddish? That's what Rav Mori says. Rav Kanoma, no. Leminyan Behemoth who Kaddish. No, you go boss of the Metzias. That when 10 Behemoths came out, the 10th one is Kaddish. Even though you're taking out 100 at a time, we don't go boss of you, we go boss of the Metzias. Every 10th one that comes out becomes Kaddish. That's what Rav Yechon meant to say. So Tanan, we learn like this. It says the Mishnah, Yotzu Shnaim Kiyachas, if two of them came out together, so Moinu Moisim Shnaim Shnaim, you could count them in pairs, two is one, then three, you count them in pairs. What's going to be Monon Echor, it says, if the first two came out, you counted them one, and then the rest of them, you counted them by singles, but your two is really the third one. So Lachor is then, Chi, the Mishnah says, Chi, what you call nine, which is really ten, and the Asiri, which is really the 11th one, is Mikul Kolam, they're mixed up. And so Shiloh, whether it means the 11th one is also Kaddish B'Kedusha Shlamim, or does it mean here it's a different case, that they're both mixed up, they both only have Kaddish, and you can't bring them for Korban, you have to wait till they come about Mum. So the question is why? Bishlei Malaman Diyam Alaminyin Shaloi Hu Kaddish goes Basi your count. So very good. Bishimachi Hevi Chivi Asiri Mikul Kolam. Because you called number 9, which is really the 10th one, you called it 9. And you called the 11th one number 10. So since you called it the wrong names and you go bust your number, therefore they're mixed up. Therefore, Chi Vasimika Kolem, Uli Asimika Korele Chi, because you called the 9th one 10, you called the 10th one 9, Uli Yechidos Asiri, it's good why they're mixed up, and you called the 11th one 10. But then, Laman the Yama, the one that says, according to Rav Yechanan, that Leminyan Behemoth of Kaddish, we don't care about what you account. But you go boss of the Mitzvah, when 10 goes out, the 10th one is Kaddish. If so, the Chi Chi could correlate. Well, the Asiri Asiri could correlate. Like, Labdaf, you called it that way, but just means the 9th one that comes out is number 9, and the 10th one that comes out is number 10. So why should it be mixed up then? So Marin says, O Moloch Reb Yechanon, Ki Amina, no, when do I say, my Yisrael, that you go boss of the Mitzvah, the animal that come out? Hechedi Chavin Lafuki Zugazugas. Where he wanted pairs to come out, he wanted to go by twos or by fours or by tens. So then we say nothing doing, you have to go boss to how many animals come out. But here, where they came out by mistake, meaning to say that the first two came out true. But it was a mistake because the next them we see you counting by singles, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But since the first two that came out was like by mistake, here we don't go boss to the Metzias, but here it's worse. And here, since Lamaisa, the rest of them are counting singly, it's just the first two that came out together, they mix up the Cheshbin. And here it's a special Svara that these two animals, the 10th and the 11th, are both Mekukolim mixed up. Toshma, come in here. It says, Mono lemafreya. If you count backwards, so the first one comes out, you call it number 10. So, and then the second one you call 9. And the third one you call 8. So, asiri shebeminyan hu kodesh. Mine's the 10th one, the number 1 you count, is kodesh. So, why? Bishleim leman diyom leminyan behemoth hu kodesh. We go after the animals that go out. Shapir. We don't care how you count them. The mice, we go boss of the animals that go out. And since the 10th one came out, that's kodesh is good. But then leman diyom leminyan shelayu kodesh. You go after the way you count them. Asiri chad koroli. You called number 10 1. So why is that kodesh altogether? The man says, Amar Rovo, Hoyo v'isa b'minyone pasoi. Yes, in Persians, that's the way they count. They currently have sarachad. In Persia, they call 10-1. Say, for there is such a count like this. And therefore, even though you started out 10-9-8, and you got down to number 1, which you meant to be 10, it's like a chal maisa. Because in Persia, there is such a count like that, that 1 means 10. Now the Mishnah says, let's say you call the 9 number 10, the 10 9, and 11 10, so all 3 are Kaddish. Tana Rabbanan, Minan, how do we know to say, Shim Korolachi Asiri, the 9th one you count the 10 by mistake, Uli Asiri, the 10th one you called number 9, Liyechad Osir Asiri, Sheshloshtum Kaddishim, all 3 are Kaddish. Talmudim, the Pasik says, V'chol Maise Boko Vitsoin, Kola Sheyav Rotachas Hashavit, Ho Asiri Yiyakodish. It's Loshin V'chol Maise Mash M'chol, all types, it's like a ribui. Rashi says, V'chol Maise Boko Vitsoin, Mash M'bein Shekoru Asiri, Bein Shoy Asiri Laminyan, V'loy Kor Asiri. Whether you called it number 10, or whether it came out by itself, still the mice has a din kedusha on it. So that's why we say the 9th and the 11th also has kedusha on it. Tamar says if so, v'dashim the word chol ma'aser. Yochel, I would have thought to say shani marv. I could include also av shemini yishnei moser. Let's say by mistake number 8 you call 10, or the 12th one you call 10. Maybe they should also have a kedusha. And this amar to know ho yuvu kodesh. The 10th one, that's the main one that's kodesh. Who to say, when you make a mistake, it's also miskadeshes. If so, mahu, just like it, the 10th one, eina mekudish is only mekudish. Ela besomuch is only mekadish. The 10th one itself, the besomuch has lav dafka, means it itself, by itself. If so, af tusa, that the wumarbi, if you make a mistake, and the mistakes are also kodish, is eina miskadeshes, ela besomuch, it has to be close to it. Meaning either the 9th one or the 11th one. But the 8th and 12th, there's no reba for that. Now the Gemara's question, I've got time you learned, Mahu miyuchad, just like the 10th one is separate, Av tusoi miyuchedis, who within the tusoi also has to be miyuchedis, has to be special. So Rashi says it means miyuchad shasiri enuel echod, Av tusoi miyuchedis, shimto bechi of yechad osor, lohoi yishnai mikudoshim, el echod mihem, veichim mati dekulu mikudoshim. As here the Brisa says, just like it itself is only one, so its Torah is also only one, but you can't have both to be Kaddish. So how come here the Mishnah says, when you made the mistakes with the 9th and the 11th, both of them become Kaddish. And here the Brei says, no, it's only one of them becomes Kaddish, not both of them. Here we dash, just like the Assyrian is Miyuchid, who are then the other ones are Miyuchid. Av Tusas Miyuchedis. Simura says, Toni Tona Kaimut Rabbi Yochanan, the Tanalot in front of Rabbi Yochanan, that I tell you, Amani Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimonhi, that this Brei here goes according to Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Li Oilom Ein Echad Osa Mekudush, the 11th one is not Kodesh Mekudush Shlomim, Ad Sheyishtoik Bechi, until you have to be quiet with the 9th one, V'yikore Li Asiri Chi, you have to call the 10th one 9, Uli Echad Osa Asiri, then you count the 11th one 10, that's where it's Kodesh. So if you would have made a mistake and called the 10 to number 9, Enechnami, then the 11th one is not Kaddish. The only time we say the 11th one is Kaddish, the Rashi uses it as Achiyishtoik Pachi, means you didn't call number 9, 10. Rashi says, because you would have called it number 10, then it would not be, the 11th one would not be Kaddish. Because we don't hold from two toys, we only hold from one. So therefore, where's there the case that the 11th one is Kaddish? That's where 9, you called 9. And you only made a mistake between the 10 and 11, that's where you made a mistake. You made a mistake, the 10th one you called 9, and the 11th one you called 10, that's when the 11th one is Kaddish. Why? The Gemara says, Sovolok Reb Yehuda, Yozlak Reb Yehuda Shita, Rashi says, Sovolok Reb Yehuda, Diyomah Masnisin, toys, the common b'chiyesh tmura is a tmura. Yeah, that he says what? Reb Yudah was the one that said that a tmura can't make a tmura, that the shlomim can't make a tmura. So he holds like Reb Yudah, the yomar toys ma'ise tmura heavy. That the 11th one becomes kaddish is like a tmura dekalocha in a chanami. So even though the Rameyah's kashan this was, if it's a real tmura, we know there's no din tmura ma'ise behema. So the answer is that it's not a real tmura dekadin, but it has to do with like Hilchos Tmura. That's when the 11th one is kaddish. So he also holds with sovala kavu like his father. The yom that his father holds ain meima v'chayzer meima. Like once you would make one mistake by tmura, you can't do a second one. So therefore, if you make the 9th one kaddish, that he learns the reason why this 9th or 11th would be kaddish, it has to do with the loch of tmura. So once one would be tmura, you can't make a second tmura. So therefore, he holds that if the 9th one would be kaddish, the 11th can't be kaddish. When is the 11th kaddish? Only when the 9th you called number 9, and then just the 10th you made a mistake, and the 11th you called 10. So that's what we say, it's only like one mais dikalacha, it's only like one tmura dikalacha. Therefore, that's when the 11th one is kaddish. But our Mishnah is not like this. We all, it's not a tmura dikalacha. Special gzeras hakosiv that a tois is mekaddish. So one thing, you could have the 9th one to be kaddish, and you could also have the 11th one also to be kaddish. Yeah. Omar Rabba says like this, what's going to be Yotsu Shnayim B'chi? Let's say two of them came out the 9th, when you count number 9, two of them came out together, Yotsu Shnayim B'chi. So, Koron Chi Asiri, no, Yishnayim Yotsu B'chi, Koron Chi, no, Koron, and you called them 9, that's all. That's what happened, two of them came out by 9. So, Lachor is Chi, and Koron Chi, so you get Shnayim Yotsu Chi, two of them came out by number 9, and you called both of them 9, Koron Chi. The locker is Asiri v'chulim Rav and Zebizeh and Echanami. One of them taker is Chulin, real 9, and the 10th one is really Maisa. But it's mixed up. You don't know which one is which. They're both mixed up together. But one of them is Maisa and one of them is just number 9. Why? Because Asiri Miel of Kaddish. It's Kaddish by itself, even though you don't call it. But the Maisa, the 10th one to walk out, is Kaddish. So therefore, we don't know which one of the two is the 10th, but one is and one is Chulin. What's going to be Lechi Chi? Here it says, Asiri Miel of Zehezba, Asiri Miel of Kaddish. And Lechi Chi Kukarolei. The 9th one you called number 9, so it has no Kaddush at all on it. What's going to be Koron Asiri? Let's say both of them came out by number 9, and you called both of them 10. So the locher is Asiri Yochi, Barov and Zebezer. 10 and 9 is mixed up together. My timer, Asiri Kukarolei Tavayu. You called both of them 10. Yeah, because you meant to call the 10 to the 10th one, and by mistake the 9th, so that one doesn't become Kaddish. So it was called Asiri Chi, are mixed up. It was Asiri, man, Kaddish, yeah. Let Chi Chi, Kokoro, let Kora, Asiri, Asiri, Chi, Asiri, Chi, Mabin, Zebizet, yeah. Doesn't say clearly. So the bottom of first one is then both of them is Kaddish. Because here, since you called them like both 10, so it's like you called number 9, 10 also. So therefore, the 9th one has Kedusha on it, that you have to wait till it becomes the Bamum, and the 10th one really has regular Kedusha. But you don't know which one it is, so therefore, both of them you have to eat Bamumai. Since you called 10 to both of them, the 9th one also is Kaddish in this case. Yeah. Right. What's going to be Yotsu Shnayim B'Yasiri? Let's see, the first 9 you counted good. Now when you came to number 10, two of them came out by number 10. The Koron Asiri, and you called both of them 10. So Lachor is Asiri V'yechad Asim Uravim Zeh B'Zeh. Then number 10 and number 11 means it has a Din Shlomim on it. They're mixed up together, Ma'aseh Behemah and the Shlomim. The 11th one is Kaddish. Koron Echad Asir Asiri Uravim Zeh B'Zeh. Yeah. Why? Because Aliyah. Good. What's going to be Koron Echad Asar? So that's the 11th one that you counted the first 10, and the 11th one you counted 10. Koron Echad Asar Asiri. Koron Echad Asar. Sen Asiri V'chulin V'ravim Zeh B'Zeh. Sen the 10th one and Chulin is mixed up together.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you called them both, two of them came out by number 10, you called them both 11. So it's very good. Because the 10th one is Kaddish by itself, even though you called it 11, but it's Kaddish anyway. And the 11th one that you called 11 has no Kedusha to it. So therefore it's good, one is Ma'isra and one is Chulin. So what's the question of Sulam, what do you have to have all these cases for? Hayinu hach, they're all not the same halachas. So Mora says, no, there is a Chiddush here. Hor Kamashman features us like this, that the Chol Bevas Hachas, if you call, the Chiddush was here, we have two of them come out for number 10, and you call them both 10, so even the 11th one is also Kaddish. Even though we had before the Mishnah, the 11th is only Kaddish, if you do not call the 10th one 10, you call it number 9, you have to be Oika the Kedusha for number 10, but that's only if it's Bezeh Chazeh. If you call 10, 10, and then 11, you call 10, then the 11th is not Kaddish. But here, when Bevas Achas, the 10th and 11th came out, you called them both 10, then it is Chav, that's the Chiddush. Hokamash, when the Chol Bevas Achas, Tavai Kokachi, that since you called them both together 10, it is Kaddish. Even though you didn't take out another